Fox News.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl Lindebot, 705, January the 10th. Yeah. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We are streaming live on KCNR1460.com. Some people may have a little problem listening to us because the way the AM modulates. You've got a computer, turn it on, go to 1460.com, go to listen live, hit it, and then you get into the chat room, which you have got into now. Big Brad and Sonny and Indie Guy, everybody's coming on. Good morning. We're going to have a great show today. Let me see. Okay, we're also streaming ourselves, our bodies, our videos. We're doing live. And who's here with me but live, Bad Bob.
And good morning. I'll tell you what, some days it just goes right. The live stream locked in just as the theme started playing, and I was like, oh, yeah. So it's a good morning.
It is a good morning. So you having a good morning?
Pretty good. Interesting, you know. Let's look at the weather real quick.
Okay, look at the weather, and I understand there's going to be some gusts tonight.
Yes, indeed. Partly sunny, high near 63. Winds out of the north, 3 to 8 miles an hour. However, tonight they'll be gusting up as high as 20 miles an hour. Low near 38. Of course, the wind keeps temperature up a little bit. Sunny for your Wednesday. High near 64. Currently 38 downtown. And as always, this weather report is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards out there, a little bit short of, just a little bit north of Palo Cedro. Great food, great efforts out there, great music. Just that everybody has a great time when they go out there. I use the word great too much, but it's true. It's outstanding. Now, of course, the big news today, of course, is Congressman Herger is retiring, and he's throwing his support behind Doug LaMalfa. Senator LaMalfa is due to be on the show tomorrow. How about that for a coincidence? Why do I think it wasn't a coincidence? But I'm not sure. Did I know about this? You know what? If you remember, we had Congressman Herger on. The first time I asked him, so, Congressman, are you... Because I'd asked his staff, and his staff acted funny. And this was months ago. And I... the Congressman's staff acting funny. I didn't mean it exactly acting. Well, it was acting funny. Congressman was on, and if you all remember, I asked him, well, are you running again? And he did not say yes. The first time I asked, he talked, oh, you know, if the people want me, Congressman, are you running again? Yes, I am running. So, but that's been a few months, and I have a feeling that perhaps, maybe the fire's not there, because it was going to be a battle. You had two hardcore Republicans coming at him with Pete Stiglitz and Greg Cheadle, and then you had, and then, of course, Jim Reed. We had Jim Reed on yesterday. And I don't know if, Jim is probably dancing up and down right now because he's got he's got some name recognition up there. Of course, Senator LaMalfa's got great, Doug LaMalfa's got great name recognition up here, of course, being a senator from up here. And I think that we'll find out what the values of both of them are, because we're going to be right in the middle of this, of course, not ignoring the other two candidates.
And talk about game on.
Talk about game on. That's right. So we started out, you know, and like I said, Senator LaMalfa is scheduled to be on here tomorrow morning at 7:30. He was going to talk about the budget and that, but I imagine we could probably get him in on a couple other things.
He might mention it in passing.
He might mention it. Yeah, he might. Hey, Linda is on. Linda's on assignment this morning. And we'll be back tomorrow. She's got a lot of things that she's doing. She's got some stuff coming up here too. Let me see. We're going to be talking about a lot of stuff before our guests come on. We're going to have the people from the Pacific Legal Foundation are going to give us a call at 7:30. Now, these are the ones that just had a case seen. It was in front of the Supreme Court justices yesterday, and it has to deal with the Environmental Protection Agency and the overbearing, unfair way that they were handling, handling what they were making a couple, a family, a couple by the name of Sackett and Idaho do when it came to them building their house. And wait till you hear the story. It's just unbelievable what a bureaucracy can do. And they, and when you look at it, they are so huge. And this couple took them on with this little bitty legal group foundation who then just fought them all the way up to the Supreme Court. And it was the case was heard yesterday or seen yesterday, but they will have the ruling by this summer. But wait till you hear what the justices said about this. That's going to be one. And then we're going to be, of course, having Charlie Harper from Bethel Church. We're going to be talking Bethel Church and some of the things they're planning here. Getting a little more information out to the people about Bethel Church. This is Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio. It's 7:10 in the morning. It is January the 10th. Is that one right, 39?
Yep.
39 degrees. Grab a cup of coffee because we got a lot of stuff to talk about. Like, do you really know what you're supposed to know about sex by the time you graduate from fifth grade? Well, we're going to talk about that, among other things. Miss a day, miss a lot.
A friend of mine, she cries at night and she calls me on the phone. Sees babies everywhere she goes and she wants one of her own.
Wind River Casino is the only place in Northern California to offer MMA cage fighting. Are you ready for the battle on the river? MMA fights are back as Wind River Casino and Rogue Fights presents Battle on the River Cage Fights. Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting at the Wind River Casino Event Center on Saturday, January 21st at 7:30. Doors open at 6:30. Bringing you another night of extreme fighting in Reading with local fighter Bill Widler. It's in the cage. Full contact fighting, no limits. This event sells out. Get your tickets now. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage on Saturday, January 21st. The Event Center will roar with the thrill of extreme cage fights that only Wind River Casino can bring you. Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now online or at the gift shop. Great entertainment is coming your way again in 2012 with the Battle on the River. Cage fights at Wind River Casino on January 21st, presented by Rogue Fights. For all the details on the Battle on the River, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this extreme event. Check us out on Facebook. It's Better on the River.
On the River.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy. We deliver fuel to your home for all your heating needs. Taking care of you is what we do.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife, Kathy, and I would like to invite everybody to check out our new website at northernlightsenergyinc.com. You can order fuel, apply for credit, pay your bills, access all the CFN sites throughout the United States, and look at our monitor and Toyo heaters, greases, and lubes. It's very easy to use. For those of you who don't like sites, pick up the phone and give us a call. We still have real people to talk to you. Remember, NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com or 241-2196 in Waverville, Corning, and Reading. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and DeBott, 7:15 in the morning, January the 10th. Are we pumped up today? Okay, so Herger's not running. They know, you know, he's been there for 25 years, but this was going, I think this was going to be a big fight against him this time. I tell you, the conservatives are coming out after him. He has made some votes that were somewhat questionable. He follows the party line, yet he's never been, you know, up in the big party leadership. But he has supported the people here. You know, if you called Herger's office, you know, he put these people to work for you. I'm not, and so now we have Senator Doug LaMalfa that is going to be taking, be running. So it'd be interesting to see. We'll get a hold of, Colonel Pete and Cheeto and see if they still are going to plan on running since they have somebody else to run. I imagine, like I said, Jim Reed, who was in here yesterday, is kind of bubbling over because it gives him a chance. Maybe, I'm not sure if it gives him a less of a chance or a better chance because a lot of people are starting to get tired of, you know, business as usual, as we see in Congress, and me, and it's a time for a change. Somebody that's going to go in there and fight for us, and maybe take a different tact at it. Doug LaMalfa is low key. He's led the fight against that horrendous, horrendously expensive and stupid railroad to nowhere, or what is it, high speed rail?
Yes. Doug actually explained to me in terms that I could understand, and that's the thing about Doug, what the minority whip does in the legislature, because it was like, okay, that's an interesting term, but he's the guy who goes around to the various legislators who aren't right in line with what the party is heading for and kind of nudges them in the correct direction, henceforth the name. And he was actually able to put it in terms that a dumb reporter like me could actually understand at the time. So I got a lot of respect for the guy.
Well, and he's always been very available and up here for the citizens up here. I mean, he spends a lot of time up here. Doug does. Okay, you want to hear what this National Coalition of Health and Education Groups came up with issues that should be standard for sex education in American schools. And this is kind of scary to Bad Bob. By the end of the second grade, students should be able to use proper names for body parts and explain that all living things reproduce and identify different kinds of family structures, explain that all people have the right to not be touched, and explain why bullying and teasing are wrong. Name the proper name for the body parts. Bad Bob doesn't even know what the proper name for the body parts are. I bet you can't say them over the air, can you?
If you're not in the medical profession, you sound, you know, like you're just looking down on people. So,
does that mean slang's okay?
I think there are certain commonly accepted terms. I watched The Hangover last night, and of course, a whole bunch of new terms are now in the lexicon. So thank you for your recommendation on that film.
Well, you're welcome. Hangover 2 is pretty good, too. Okay, the other things. By the end of the fifth grade, students should be able to describe male and female reproductive systems. Describe. Does that mean describe what they look like? Describe what they do? Understand changes during puberty. Define sexual orientation as the romantic attraction of an individual to someone of the same gender or as a different gender. Okay. Sexual attraction. Now, does this go along with the part about the transgender students that said then that they can say no, even if their school records say his name is Alonzo Jones? And he's 6'3", and weighs 200 pounds, and lifts weights, decides that his real name is Alice, and wants to be on the girls' swim team or play basketball. I'm just wondering. That's what it says. Okay. I'm confused. The romantic attraction of an individual. Okay, I talked about that. We talk about the describe healthy relationships, define teasing, harassment, bullying, and sexual abuse. That's by the end of the fifth grade. You know what? By the end of high school, students have to be able to analyze how the brain development has an effect in changes of adolescence, define sexual consent and its implications for sexual decision making, explain why using tricks, threats, or coercion in relationships is wrong, and compare and contrast laws relating to adoption, abortion, and parenting. Now, go out and take your average college graduate and have them identify that. Oh, come on. I defy you to do that. These things are, I mean, we are, I mean, now, here's the good thing about this. I mean, while you're up there, you're starting to, you know, you don't need to do that because this is not being forced on people. These are just standards that they want every school in America to adopt. So we're all on the same page. So this talks about this. But nothing is being done. The organizations involved with releases, the American Association of Health Education, the American School Health Association, the National Education Association, you know. Anyway, let's go take a break here. I haven't even gotten into the good stuff yet, my friends. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 at 7:20 in the morning. It is January the 10th. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. I'm sorry, Chatback. I haven't even had a chance to look really into this, into what you're saying, but I'm going to go back and catch it during the break. Miss a day, miss a lot.
And Air is proud to announce their new state-of-the-art comfort and design center at 5213 Industrial Way in Anderson. Integrity and Lennox would like to say thanks to the North Valley for your continued business and referrals. The cold weather months are upon us, and it's time to call Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer. No one ever thinks a problem will happen with their heating system, but like Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox have always said, it takes more than just a good system to get it right. Having regular maintenance performed on your system will reduce energy costs and prevent the possibility of future problems. For over 10 years now, the North Valley has been counting on Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox. With an 82% referral rating, Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer, is one of the most trusted names in the industry. It's all about outstanding customer service with quality personnel. To make sure all your comfort needs and expectations are satisfied, call Integrity Heating and Air, your local premier Lennox dealer today, for a free estimate and rebate information. That's 365-9100. That's 365-9100. Integrity and Lennox. Comfort you can trust.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Sandy Passaro with Accelerated Mortgage. Sandy, you're a CARS customer. How long have you been coming to CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog?
You know, I've been bringing my vehicles to California Auto Repair and Smog for about 9 years.
Wow.
My cars have always run well. They have all of the preventative maintenance done on them, and I can rely on California Auto Repair and Smog to let me know when it's time to bring my vehicle in.
Thank you, Sandy. That's terrific.
And now that you have the concierge service, it's so convenient to be able to call and say, I need my car serviced, but I don't have a ride. It's an awesome service.
Well, thank you, Sandy. We know you're busy with your mortgage business.
Thank you so much.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values, behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. We are hot today, 7:24 in the morning. January the 10th, 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live and chatting at KCNR1460.com. And, of course, we're streaming live at livestream.com, so you can see us in here. Now, I don't even want to get into the bad Bob has hurt himself laughing because he's reading the chat room.
And, Davis a lot.
The chat room, you all, ever since when I've started talking about what you can call things in there, the new words have come out. One is, the new saying is, oh, you're so straight. You know, you can't say that. And there'll be other things like, you mean we can't say hoo-hoos? No, you got to use the right words. You're in second grade now. You have to use those words when you're describing things.
No, you got to be careful. There's big money in being offended these days, you know.
Oh, man, I tell you what. Yeah, well, I'm deeply offended. I'm not getting any money about it. Okay, hey, guess what just happened in Egypt? No, they said it couldn't happen. Obama said it wasn't going to happen. Of course, and as did Clinton and everybody else. It looks like the Muslim Brotherhood, who had been outlawed there for years, is the big winner in the Egyptian elections. And guess what their statement is? Come on now. What do you think? They say they have no immediate, and there's the word they use, no immediate desire to form an Islamic government, vice one of a prime minister and elected officials.
Yeah, Sharia law, here we go.
You know, they're saying, we have no immediate. Well, you know why? It's because the military is just sitting there watching them.
Because the camel's nose is in the tent.
No. The camel's got his all the way up to his butt in the tent at this point. So here we've got Egypt that's going to go through the Muslim. And okay, here's another thing. The Muslim Brotherhood, which is, some people might say, is fundamentalist. There is another group that is even further right to them that won 25%. Of the seats in the government. So, between them, I imagine if you're a Christian living in Egypt, and they have been, by the way, being persecuted lately, being under attack, that you are probably going to see some drastic changes here within the next 2 years, if not sooner, in Egypt when it comes to their government. Oh, wow, what a surprise that is. Let's see what else. Who else? What do you think else? Libya? Think Libya is going to go into the same type of thing, Muslim Brotherhood. You know, it's going to be more of a fundamentalist country. Okay, just wondering. Now, let me see. Oh, realignment. Let's talk realignment. You know, first of all, you know, Lamalfa was pushing a law that we have to be told if they're putting 10 days in advance, if they're releasing prisoners that are dangerous into the fire camps and stuff. He killed that one. And he killed that one because he said that under the realignment, they're going to come back and readdress realignment. You can put it in that. Well, let's talk about realignment and what's going on with that. It appears that in the city of Los Angeles, that mentally ill prisoners that were in the system, and this is Los Angeles, when they moved the new release prisoners back under this realignment, they have found that many of them have mental problems. Many of them have mental problems, and they are completely overrun the system at this point. They were not counting on that. It's one thing to release prisoners that are, you know, the three non-dangerous, non-sex offenders, non-thinkers, I'm not sure, non-caffeine users, I'm not sure what it was. But now, the fact that a lot of these guys and women have mental problems. Well, where do they go for the mental help? Well, they go to the systems right there, which cannot handle them. This is another unintended consequence of what's happening in the Sacramento, you know, clown circus that's going on there. You ought to make them wear something so that you know that they're assemblymen that pass these laws, like the one about the transgender. I'm not even sure who this person is, but what they should make them wear is a clown face. When they go out in public, people go, oh, look, it's an assemblyman. So that, you know, they can't just mix with us like they're regular, you know, regular people. They make these decisions. They should have to wear something.
Tat on the forehead comes to mind.
No tats, because just make them wear a big clown mask. That way, that when people can point at them and laugh, and then eventually, you know, then they'll say, you know what? I'm going to straighten up here. I'm going to put this state back on track. I'm going to crack down on illegals, on spending on illegals. I'm going to bring our education system back. I'm going to reform the unions. I'm going to support the veterans' causes. All these things. And then they could take off the clown mask. But until then, And the other thing, too, is they're one clown shy of a circus. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460. When we come back, I believe we have the Pacific Legal Foundation is just waiting, so we're going to run through this real quick so we can get to them.
From the Fox Business Network, today's session kicks off the trading day in a sea of green. The strong rally on Wall Street was sparked by a bullish forecast from aluminum heavyweight Alcoa. Encouraging news from China is also helping to push the markets higher. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is up 99 points. Small businesses were more optimistic about the future of the economy in December, marking a fourth straight month of improved outlook. The National Federation of Independent Business says its Small Business Optimism Index rose to 93.8. But the total reading is still in recession territory. It's 6 points below the pre-recession average. And shares of Lululemon are getting a boost. This after the athletic apparel maker raised its outlook for the fourth quarter following robust sales during the holiday season. Same-store sales for Lululemon are now expected to rise more than 20%. The company had previously expected sales in the mid-teens. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
Lower costs. For business owners and managers, those two words represent a big help. Want to hear two words that can get you there? Sam's Club, where you'll always find terrific values for your business. See for yourself with a free cost comparison the morning of January 10th or 11th. No gimmicks, just bring your recent business invoices from another supplier. It's that easy, and the results will leave you saying three words. Sign me up. See Club for details. Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Yeah. Oops. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 7:33 in the morning on January the 10th. Carl and the Bot. Linda's on assignment this morning. This portion of the show brought to you by R&B Sharpening. Been in business since November 20th, 1985. What can I say? You have something that needs to be sharpened, they can do it. Saws, knives, routers, garden equipment, chainsaws, and they will make bandsaw blades made to order while you wait. Why don't you go down and see Judy and Bob or right down in Anderson or give them a call at 530-365-1479 or visit them, 6915 East Side Road. Okay, today we have Tim Sandifer from the Pacific Legal Foundation joining us. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Well, you know what? You all took on the government, in this case the Environmental Protective Agency. Is that correct?
That's right.
Because they had stomped all over the rights of a couple living up in Idaho.
That's right. It was the couple, his name is Mike and Chantel Sackett, and they bought land in a small town in Idaho with the intention of building their dream home there. And they started putting down some rock on the site in order to start, you know, the process of laying a foundation. When they got a letter from the EPA, and it wasn't just a letter, it was what's called a compliance order. And this compliance order said that they were in violation of the Clean Water Act and laid out steps that they were required in order to come back into compliance with the law, which would have cost them tens of thousands of dollars, and announced that if they did not comply, they would be fined $37,500 per day in fines until they came into compliance. And when the Sacketts, you know, they were pretty shocked by this because they had no idea that they would be required to get a Clean Water Act permit. When they asked for a hearing where they could argue that they were not required to do this, the EPA said, sucks to be you, you don't get a hearing, you have to wait for us to sue you. You aren't entitled to a hearing over these $37,000 per day fines. So what that means is either you can comply with what we tell you without having a hearing, or you can wait until we decide to sue you. And at that point, of course, the fines will have accumulated to millions and millions of dollars. And we say that that is an unfair process that is either a violation of federal law or unconstitutional.
So the EPA has said, I think it was like $35,000 a day?
A day.
A day. So not only are they not going to give them their day in court, they're just going to keep fining them as long as the EPA, a bureaucracy, feels like it. Is that correct?
And not even just the bureaucracy. I mean, these compliance orders are issued by a single person who works for the EPA.
You know, that's real, and that's, you know, may I break in just for a second? Tim, that is very important, what you just said. You've got somebody that's looking at it in this bureaucracy that says this is wrong. And
not only does one person issue these orders, but the person can issue the order according to the law on the basis of, quote, any information whatsoever, end quote, which means even just on the basis of an anonymous telephone call, a single bureaucrat at the EPA can send you a compliance order that announces that you are in violation of federal law and you'll be fined tens of thousands of dollars per day until you comply, and you're not entitled to a hearing to dispute whether you really should have to comply with this order.
How did we get here?
Well,
how did we get to a spot where a bureaucratic thug or an ignorant or somebody that's ignorant of the law or even of their own rules can ruin a business or a family? One person. How did we get there?
It's funny you ask that, because yesterday in the oral argument in front of the Supreme Court, Justice Alito said to the government's lawyer, you know, if you explained this to most people, they would say that this sort of thing can't happen in America. And I think most people don't realize that this is the way environmental law actually works. There's so much propaganda put out by the environmentalist industry that it fools people into thinking that things like the Clean Water Act have something to do with clean water. And they don't. These laws are about federal jurisdiction. They're about federal land control. What the Clean Water Act does is it says if there is a navigable water, which is defined in, the law has been interpreted as including non-water. Navigable water includes dry land. If there's a navigable water on your property, then anything that you do that affects that navigable water requires a federal permit. In the Endangered Species Act, if there's an endangered species on your land, anything that you do that might disturb that endangered species requires a federal permit. So all of these statutes, that they're really about is requiring federal permits to do something on your land. They aren't about protecting the innocent little animals and protecting the clean water and everything. And they were passed during the Johnson and Nixon administrations in a real frenzy of what can the federal government do to protect us from pollution. And a lot of questions went unasked at that time about the constitutionality of these laws. A lot of people just were of the view of do something now and ask questions later.
Well, you know, we're talking about here when we start talking about government control again of the land, the water. Now, you know, you're saying that it can be navigable water, can be dry land.
Yes.
Did you say that?
For example, the reason why is because the law has been interpreted as meaning not just water itself that is actually navigable, like something like the Mississippi River,
right,
but even what's called wetlands. And, of course, wetlands don't actually have to be wet in order to be wetlands.
Okay.
The statute doesn't say wetlands, but that's what the Army Corps of Engineers has interpreted the law as meaning.
What is a wetlands, then?
A wetland is whatever the government says it is.
Well, you know, this is just what we've get. You know, this is happening not just at the federal level, but it happens at the state level. We're right in the middle of a big fight, and I'm sure you know about that, about the snatching of the water rights from people that have had these rights for hundreds of years.
And
up in Siskiyou
federal
County.
Decisions, the, you know, for example, the Delta Smelt case that was, that's been going on for several years now, is that this is an example of how giving this power to the federal government doesn't just, it's not just terrible for individuals like Mike and Chantel Second, who go in thinking they're going to build their dream home and wind up at the pointy end of the bayonet when it comes to federal authority. But it also affects state powers, because when these decisions about water use are made in Washington, D.C., Washington, D.C. doesn't really care so much about the people on the ground in California. You know, they're responsible to people in Nebraska and people in Wisconsin, and those people don't really care so much about job loss or a decrease in food production in the Central Valley of California. But if these decisions are made at the local level, then the trade-offs could be made more effectively. And that's, I think, the most important thing that people can learn about environmental policy is it's often sold to us as if it's a choice between a clean environment and a dirty environment, and it's not. Nobody in the world wants a truly clean environment. What we want is an environment that is clean enough. A truly clean environment would require us to eradicate all civilization. Then you would have a perfectly clean environment.
Well, wait a minute.
We don't want that. What we want is a trade-off between an environment that's clean on one hand, but also human civilization and what we need to get done on the other hand. And those trade-offs are best made by the people on the ground, not by Washington bureaucrats.
Well, when you say that they don't want an absolutely clean environment, I'm not too sure you're correct on that, Tim. As bad as that sounds, I think there's people who'd like to take us back into 1,000 years and wipe
out
the civilization.
There are a lot of extremists, so you believe that.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, the other thing, too, it's, again, if we go back under control, we have a chat room running right now. And there's a lady in here who's one of our regular chat room members that they're having a battle over a ditch behind their house with the Fish and Game Department, because when it rains, these little fishies come out, and they're trying to control that. So
that's right. And I mentioned the thing about navigable waterways. There was a time until very recently where the federal government was saying that a navigable water that was fell under federal control was defined not just as something like big like the Mississippi River, but what they called a hydrological connection, which means, if you break it down out of lawyer speak, what it means is if a molecule of water could have traveled from point A into the Mississippi River over any amount of time and through any amount of distance, then point A was also a water of the United States subject to federal authority, which of course means every molecule of water on Earth they were asserting federal authority over.
Wow.
And Pacific Legal Foundation challenged that in a case about 5 years ago called Rapanos, where the Supreme Court said, no, that's too much. You can't, the federal government can't do that. Unfortunately, they didn't tell us what they can do, so
okay.
We're still in court in those cases.
Hey, Tim, we got to take a quick break here. Our guest is Tim Sandifer from the Pacific Legal Foundation. They took on the EPA, Environmental Protective Association. It protects the environment, but not the people in the environment. And with a couple out of Idaho that the EPA, one person in the EPA has, you know, frankly, the way I look at it, has mentally and almost physically harassed these people into spending probably thousands and thousands of dollars. But the case was heard yesterday at the United States Supreme Court, and we want to talk a little bit about that when we come back. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, miss a day, miss a lot.
It may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Siskiyou Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Siskiyou Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Siskiyou Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney, 530-224-2345, and discover the AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails so you can sustain yourself and your family in times of crisis. But the Patriot also carries a wide assortment of large, number 10 cans of dehydrated and freeze-dried foods. We sell freeze-dried chicken, ground beef, and turkey, in some cases for up to $12 less than the internet. In addition to freeze-dried vegetables and fruits, you'll also find popular items like peanut butter powder, freeze-dried hash browns, and blueberry muffin mix. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table. And get peace of mind today for less.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 746 in the morning. Our guest, Tim Sandifer from the Pacific Legal Foundation, has just argued a case in front of the United States Supreme Court yesterday about the Environmental Protection Agency, heavy-handed tactics in trying to take over these people's land up in Idaho by the name of Sackett. What was it like up there, Tim? What did they say? I mean, I read a little something. It looked like they were kind of like, hey, on your side.
I actually did not argue the case. It was my colleague Damian Schiff who argued the case yesterday, and he did a fantastic job. If you're looking at the transcript, it's clear that the justices were very skeptical about the government's position in this case. The government is trying to argue that these orders that they send out to people like the Sacketts are just basically warning letters that just say, oh, by the way, we're advising you that we think you're breaking the law. But if you actually look at the order, and this is a point that even Justice Breyer, who's generally considered a liberal justice, he made this point, that when you actually look at the order, it's clear that it is an order. It's nothing less than a demand that says you are in violation of the law and you must comply with the law and what you must do is replant this particular type of shrubbery, and you must plant trees that are 10 feet apart located on this section of your property. I mean, it's a very detailed order. And then if you don't comply with this order, you're subject to tens of thousands of dollars of fines, and you're not entitled to any kind of a hearing over whether you actually violated the law in the first place or not. And the justices seemed very skeptical about that and whether that was really what the law says or whether, if that is what the law says, whether that's even constitutional.
Well, you know, we're getting lots of questions. You can't imagine how many questions are coming in through the chat room here. Can the EPA just walk on your property?
Under one of these compliance orders, yes. The compliance order says that not only does it demand that you change your property in certain ways, but it also demands that you allow EPA agents onto your property to inspect it, not just to make sure that you've done what they told you to do, but to inspect it in the future in order to check out and make sure that you're not doing something else. And when you think about it, these orders can be, like I said earlier, these orders can be issued by a single bureaucrat on the basis of any information whatsoever. And yet the Fourth Amendment says that in order to search you, the government has to have probable cause. So under what these orders do is they also violate the Fourth Amendment because they allow the government to issue an order to search your property on the basis of whatever a single bureaucrat at the EPA thinks is good enough reason.
Okay, well then what about, you said, you know, once you have to get through one of these compliance letters, what if you don't get how do they get on your land initially?
Well, in theory, they would need to have a warrant to do that. But of course, if they drive by the property and they see that you're doing construction, that would be good enough also, because then they could say, well, you're disturbing the property and we think it's a wetland. And you know, one of the things about wetlands is that since the term wetland is not clearly defined in the law, and as I said, it can refer even to perfectly dry property, it's basically a case-by-case determination whether your property is a wetland in the first place, so that your land really isn't a wetland until the EPA decides it's a wetland.
And they can come by, and they can make that decision anytime then, right?
They can. And not only that, but you aren't entitled to introduce your scientific expertise. Let's say that you get one of these letters and you think your property isn't really a wetland. You hire a bunch of brilliant biologists at the local university to come and look at your property and write a report. The EPA doesn't have to look at your report. It's on the basis of any information that the EPA thinks is good enough. And again, you don't get a hearing.
How do we get here? I mean, how do we get here, Tim?
We got here through a zeal to protect the environment that didn't stop to think about the constitutional, let alone just the economic and common sense implications of what we were doing. People were so eager to do something, anything whatsoever, to protect the environment that they blinded themselves to what they were actually doing to individual human beings. Now, I can understand in a crisis why you might do something like that. The problem is that it's now 40 or even 50 years later, and we are left with a government, a gigantic government bureaucracy paid for by tax dollars that is going to be very jealous of its power and is not going to stop and ask questions about whether this is really something that the federal government or any government should be doing.
Yeah, this is, it's been written several times in here, it's not about the water, it's not about the air, it's about control.
It's about federal power, that's
yes.
Right.
Yeah, the whole thing is federal power.
It's basically a substitute for zoning at the federal level.
Yeah. Do y'all work with lead paint, you know, removal things like that too, when the EPA comes after people on lead paint or...
You know, I did work on some cases involving lead paint at the state level some years ago, and in those cases, the manufacturers of lead paint were being sued for what's called a public nuisance for having produced lead paint years ago. And the theory of public nuisance, this is a legal theory that is so vague that no lawyer knows what it means. It's amazing to encounter a legal concept that nobody can define, not lawyers, not judges, not law professors, and yet this is the legal theory that a lot of state attorneys general were using in suing lead paint makers for something that, if you think about it, was perfectly legal when it was being done. And fortunately, a lot of state courts, most recently Rhode Island, threw those cases out and said this is really trying to abuse the legal process for the profit of state governments that wanted just hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars
right.
from these paint makers.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, Tim, we got to take another break here. Our guest, Tim Sanderfer from the Pacific Legal Foundation, his foundation just argued a big case up in front of the United States Supreme Court on the property rights of a couple in Idaho who's been under assault by the EPA. We'll be right back.
At North Valley Bank, we're making home ownership easier than ever with more lenders and more home loan options. In addition to conventional fixed and adjustable rate mortgages, we now offer VA, USDA, FHA, HomePath, and jumbo loans. And now we're giving you the chance to win one of three $1,000 home improvement gift cards. Any residential mortgage loan funded between June 1 and December 31, 2011 will be automatically entered to win. Just go to NOVB.com and visit our online real estate loan center or any of our convenient locations to complete your pre-approval application. Don't miss out. Apply today, online, in person, or call 530-226-2930. More choices, more service. No purchase or account necessary to enter or win. Must be 18 years of age or older to enter. Need not be present to win. See official contest rules for more details. Offer ends December 31, 2011. North Valley Bank, Equal Housing Lender.
Be sure to attend the Bridal Guide Wedding Show, Sunday, January 15th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., Simpson Event Center, Simpson University. Shasta View and College Drive, more than 150 vendors, lots of prizes. See you there.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Botlin is on assignment January the 10th. They were streaming and streaming all this on KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Go down and see Jeff Wurst. If it's a small ding to a crack up to 24 inches, he can repair it, and he guarantees it's his work. He's worked on my cars before and repaired just a horrible cracks in the windshield, and they're still working 2 years later. Jeff Wurst, 3208 South Market Street, 530-241-8373. Our guest is Tim Sandifer from the Pacific Legal Foundation. And, Tim, we just have a few minutes left. And we appreciate this, you know, that the Pacific Legal Foundation took up the cause for a couple in Idaho at the EPA. One member, one employee, one bureaucrat has caused them consternation. Well, what, you know, my question, Tim, is did anybody say anything after? I mean, are they just backing this person up made all this thing happen?
Yeah, when the Sacketts got this compliance order, they said, "Well, we'd like a hearing," and they hired a lawyer, and which of course cost a lot of money, and they sent a letter to the EPA saying we'd like to have a hearing. And the EPA responded and said, "You're not entitled to a hearing." And so that's when they came to us, and the Pacific Legal Foundation represents people for no charge in cases that we think are important. And so we took up the Sacketts case, and we filed a brand new lawsuit just with us as the plaintiffs. And we sued the EPA and said, we think that we should be entitled to at least some kind of a hearing over this. And the trial court throughout the case and the Ninth Circuit agreed with that, saying that the law doesn't entitle us to a hearing. And it's kind of funny when you read the Ninth Circuit's opinion. The Ninth Circuit said, you know, this really is a vicious and unconstitutional process, so what we're going to do is basically rewrite the law to say that it's not so bad, because we'd have to say this was unconstitutional. And so we went to the Supreme Court with that and said, look, either this thing is unconstitutional or you've got to come up with, or it's illegal. You can't just rewrite the law in order to try and compromise some way. That's not the role of a federal judge. Unfortunately, a lot of other courts have allowed this whole process to continue. What they say is that what you have to do when you get one of these compliance orders is either obey the law and pay thousands and thousands of dollars to plant the precise types of plants that the EPA wants you to put on your land and so forth and so on, let inspectors on your property to check and make sure you're obeying. Either you have to do that or you have to play chicken with the EPA and dare them to sue you. And they can wait 10 years and then sue you, by which time the fine is millions of dollars. And it gets worse, because if you choose not to obey one of these compliance orders, that can be a criminal violation. Then you could go to jail for that. All of this because one bureaucrat issues an order with no judicial oversight, no process. You don't get to tell your side of the story through this compliance order scheme.
This is not America.
Yeah, that was the point that Justice Alito made during the oral argument. A lot of the justices, when the government was making its argument yesterday, a lot of the justices were really shocked by the extreme nature of this whole process. And Justice Alito said that if you were to explain this to most people, they would say this sort of thing can't happen in America. It really does. It really has the flavor of a banana republic type bureaucracy, where whatever the bureaucrat says is the law. And that's not the way that the American constitutional system works. Under the American constitutional system, bureaucrats are supposed to be bound by the law. They don't get to just change and dictate the law on the basis of what feels right to them per day.
Can we abolish the EPA?
Well, politically, I don't think that that's possible, at least under the current political atmosphere. But we certainly would have it in our power to transform it and to make it an agency that does two things that it doesn't do currently and that it really ought to do. One is to factor in the human impact in its decisions. Under the current law, the EPA makes its decisions with only the safety of animal species or something like that in mind. And under legal precedent, it doesn't factor in the effect on human beings of the decisions that it makes. And the second thing that the EPA really ought to do is to be more decentralized to allow states to make their own decisions when it comes to the environment. Because what seems like a wise idea to people in one state is not necessarily wise to people
in
another state.
Hey, Tim, we have to run here. We've run out of time. But I'd sure like to have you back on again and maybe even perhaps the Sackets, if we could work that out.
That'd be great.
You know what? So we'll be in touch with you. And thank you so much for your time. And thank you so much for this great fight you're putting on.
Sure. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, Tim. That's Tim Sandifer from Pacific Legal Foundation. We've got to run. We'll come back. We've got Bethel Church and Charlie Harper.
Casey and R. Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony.
Go, man, go!
New Hampshire could be Romney country, but as Republicans vote, Democrats chant 4 more years of President Obama on primary day, where second and third place could be key. John Huntsman's optimistic.
I'm going to move with a head of steam out of this state, a very happy man.
Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live at a polling place in Londonderry, New Hampshire.
Dave, no overwhelming choice among the voters I've talked to so far, but this man was eager to say why he did not vote for Mitt Romney. He says negative ads.
That's what killed him in 2008. He promised he wasn't going to do it again, and he did it.
And he's not buying the idea that Romney has no control over that independent super PAC. Also, this being New England, people are more than willing to give no for an answer.
My vote's a secret.
What about you? I don't know how I should tell you.
I don't think I want to tell you.
Now, whether they're sharing or not, they are showing up. It's been a very steady stream since this high school gym-turned-polling place opened for business, Dave.
Rich, two key cases up at the Supreme Court today. The big question surrounding indecency on TV and union dues used for political donations. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
The First Amendment is central to both cases. The Supreme Court tackling the FCC's indecency enforcement. Fox Television challenging rules the broadcaster calls too vague. Several broadcasters have joined fighting fines imposed for F-bombs during a live award show and partial nudity on a 2003 episode of ABC's NYPD Blue. The High Court also considering how union dues can be spent. The Service Employees International Union challenged after raising fees on members and non-members to help fund political activities. Dave.
Jared, you binge drink? 1 in 6 American adults do, and a new government survey says it's most common in homes with income of $75,000 or more. Binge drinking defined as consuming at least 4 or 5 beers or other alcohol at least 4 times a month. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
The deals are sizzling this winter on John Deere compact tractors, utility tractors, and hay tools during the Green Fever sales event. Get 0% financing or choose hot cashback offers. Either way, you'll save big. Get to your John Deere dealer now.
Offer ends January 31st, 2012. Subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. See your participating John Deere dealer for details.
Visit one of Floyd A. Boyd's 5 locations online at floydaboyd.com or find us at myjohndeeredealer.com.
I'm a mid-sized business.
One of the engines of a smarter planet.
I want to run my business in the cloud.
Who can I trust?
A bookstore?
A search site?
I need a partner with experience.
To manage my infrastructure.
And help keep my data secure.
Introducing IBM Smart Cloud, starting at $56 per month. Learn why IBM is the smarter choice for cloud at ibm.com/engines/cloud. Price subject to change.
As voters keep casting ballots in New Hampshire, Rick Perry doesn't expect too many for him. So he's in South Carolina, saying if he's elected,
we'll do away with the IRS as we know it today. That's what we will do with that.
Pushing his flat tax plan, Perry's campaign nearly alone in South Carolina, but come tomorrow it'll get more crowded. It's home of the next primary a week from Saturday. A cupcake could be deadly. The government defending a TSA decision to not let a woman carry one on a plane.
Rebecca Haynes says,
this is the cupcake that broke the camel's back.
But the Transportation Security Administration defends the decision by an agent in Las Vegas to confiscate it from Haynes before she flew to Boston.
He said that it was a gel-like substance because it was conforming to the shape of its container.
And that's not in dispute. A spokesman writing on a TSA blog says Haynes' cupcake in a jar is just the sort of everyday item a terrorist might use to plant explosives. But last week, Haynes said,
that's not security, that's security theater.
TSA says most baked goods are fine to carry on, just be ready for additional screening. Ron Flatter, Fox News Radio.
A terror attack on the radio in Greece.
Anarchists break into a popular radio station in Athens, forcing it to broadcast a message of support for terror group Revolutionary Struggle, which 4 years ago fired a grenade at the U.S. Embassy in Athens. Several alleged terrorists are now on trial, and 20 of those who occupied the radio station today are under arrest. They'll be charged with the felony of praising terrorism. In London, Alistair Wanklin, Fox News Radio.
A New York City school employee has lost her job for faking her daughter's death so she could go to Costa Rica. A Costa Rica government official confirmed a document she showed about her daughter's death was indeed a fake. She pleaded guilty to charges back in the fall. On Wall Street, we're seeing gains. The Dow is up 87 points, and the S&P 500 has hit its highest level since August 1st. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 8:05 in the morning on January the 10th. It's 39 degrees out there. I think we're going to get some gusty winds later on today, so might be want to be watching for that. But it's going to be, besides that, nice and sunny. Gets up to in the 50s. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, just north of Palo Cedro, and they have great music. They have the ambiance up there is just fantastic. The food and the service, what can I say? It's just really wonderful. Give them a call at 474-5546. And they will tell you, they'll make reservations. There's going to be music up there this weekend. And on the 21st, which is a week from this weekend, Linda's going to be up there with her trio. And so that's going to be a good time, too. And we'll be up there if you want to join us. Let me see what else is going on here. Oh, we're our phone line's here at 530-605-4567. We're streaming live in the chat room at KCNR1460.com. And you can take a look at us, Bad Bob, video-wise at livestream.com.
Yes, livestream.com/freefireradio.
How about that? Now, the... Are we set up here for this? Okay, we're going to go to Wells Fargo here. We missed them last hour because of computer problems, but they're up now and we're up. So Wells Fargo advisor Chris Lasondak with the Market Minute. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over 90 minutes into today's trading, and the markets are in positive territory, where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 85 points at 12,477. The S&P 500 is adding 12 points at 1292. While the NASDAQ composite's up 26 points at 2703. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 251 million shares. Looking at some of the most active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America up 24 cents at 651, Citigroup up 67 cents at 2975, Ford down 7 cents at 1173, while Alcoa is up 7 cents at $9.50 a share. Of local interest, PG&E's up 36 cents at 41.41, Safeway down 9 cents at 21.47, and North Valley Bank up 9 cents at $9.60. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.98%, the 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.26. Oil's up $1.32 a barrel at 102.63, and precious metals are higher with gold up $24.51 an ounce at $16.35.81. Silver's up $1 at $30 even. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Chris, thank you so much. Chris is part of the Wells Fargo Advisor Team. They give us the Market Minute every day at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05, and then again in the afternoon. They're located out on Park Marina Drive. Just going back just a little bit on the last hour, Tim Sandifer from the Pacific Legal Foundation and talking about one person in the EPA that issues people a non-compliance order, but you have no right as a citizen to have that heard in court until they sue you. They can just continue to put thousands of dollars of fines on you literally a day, $35,000 a day on this couple who are just building their home in Idaho. And somebody drove by and said, hey, this is wetlands, and they said it wasn't because they had their own scientists and everything. Well, it makes no difference. EPA does not have to even listen to you. They don't have to listen or look at your reports. It just has to be one person there with a set of binoculars that comes up and issues this thing. And it fought its way, you know, when you get finally, they've got it, the Pacific Legal Foundation has fought it all the way to the United States Supreme Court. And Alito said something to the words of these effects is that, I can't believe this is happening in America. Well, my friends, I can, because look all around you. Just even in our chat room, one of the people here said they've got a ditch behind their house that when it rains, the little fairy shrimp come out. Well, the Department of Fish and Game want to get into that and control that and make sure those little fairy shrimp are okay. However, you know, they don't say anything when the vector control comes in and sprays for mosquitoes there. They seem to survive that. There's just so many things going on in our government that that are taking away the rights of individual people. That we are going to continue to showcase them and highlight them and bring it out to people so that you can, you know, kind of prepare yourselves when this comes and find out how you can fight this and the people that will join you in the fight. So we're going to take a quick break here. Carl and DeBott, Linda's on assignment today. It's 8:10 in the morning, January the 10th. We come back, we have Charlie Harper and Dan Fairley from the Bethel Church.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBott. 8:11 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, great coffee. It's 39 degrees out there. You need that coffee. You need that latte. You need to go in there and then get in the finest walk-in humidor in the state. The baristas, the people that work there are so friendly. And Joe and Shelley are honorable people with integrity. They have been supporting our community in so many different ways for over 30 years. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Yes, go on, Bob.
Weather today, going to be mostly sunny and a high near 63. Gusts of winds about 8 miles an hour out of the north tonight. That's going to pick up to 20 miles an hour with a low near 38. Sunny for your Wednesday, a high near 64. And continuing winds around 10 to 12 miles an hour. Currently 38 degrees in Reading with the weather report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Great. Anselmo Vineyards. We just talked about that a minute ago. Hey, our guest today are from a Bethel Church, and Charlie Harper, who is the administrator and project manager and member of the Bethel Senior Management Team, and Dan Fairley, who is a dean of Bethel School of Supernatural Ministry and also a member of Bethel's Senior Management Team. Are all the is everything turned on this morning, Bad Bob? Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
Great. You know, this is about the third or fourth time you all have been here. We like having you here because a lot of times information needs to be shared that doesn't come out in the paper or in other ways.
Yeah, thanks for inviting us.
Well, you know, you all play a big part in the community here. And whether people agree with it or not or whatever, it's you all play a big part in our community. Yeah. And everybody in our community is welcome on our show for the most part. I said for the most part, you know, and the reason for that, if I say everybody is, then we're going to have, you know, somebody coming in from the you know, the what is that? That gay, what is it? The man boy love association or something?
The crazy guy Mambla. I was thinking of the crazy guy who talks to the people on the posters down the street.
Yeah, that one too. Yeah. See, so I can just, I've got to, I think, fix it like that. But you all don't fall under that. Okay. I'm really, really glad that you all came here because I'm really interested in this subject. And when we talk about the Bethel School of Supernatural Ministry, what are we saying there?
Well, it's title's pretty self-explanatory in the sense that it is a training ground, you know, for 9 months or so to teach people a supernatural lifestyle, that God is involved in the world. He is involved in the believer's life. The believer brings the presence, the kingdom, the power of God into the situations that he's involved in. In some ways, we've joked about turning into the school of not supernatural ministry, but a supernatural lifestyle, because it's this idea that everybody who knows Christ carries the presence of the Lord throughout their life into every structure of society. So that's the gist of it.
Okay. How many people attend your school, would you say?
I think we're about 1350 first and second year, and then we have interns that are either here or other parts of the United States or the world.
Okay, now you're saying that the ministry, the teaching lasts for a year, 9 months to a year?
Yeah, it starts in September and ends in May.
Okay, and then people can go on to an advanced degree, you might say?
Second year program.
A second year program? How many years can the program last?
Well, it's two plus internships where you actually deploy. They may be helping, you know, the teachers with the first or second year, or you know, there's a Global Legacy is a international kind of collection of churches that we're deploying people to those you know, those churches, those organizations as well.
How many organizations are you all interlinked with at Bethel?
About 400, did you say, Dan?
I don't know.
You know, when we were setting it up, it was like, how do we do this? Do we have membership, whatever? And I think Pastor Bill said, you know, how far can this go on honor? So we really don't have any sign up. You know, you just kind of affiliate. And if you want to, you know, help financially with the overhead of it, you can. And so, but there's probably around 400, you know, throughout the world.
400? Yeah. 400 congregations or churches.
It would be more both, probably churches and leaders. And then also, again, that mandate to, that when you, when you bring the gospel, you don't just bring it into the church. It's that you bring it into to business and healthcare and education. And so there's folks that are affiliated with us that are, you know, educators and healthcare workers and aren't primarily ministers.
Okay. A lot of people, well, we're talking about 1,200 or 1,300 for the a year, and then you add another group on for that. I took a tour at it. You know, thanks a lot, Charlie. And a lot of your people knew us and listened to our show, by the way. No, there was two.
Two different. And Tim.
All right, we just wanted to bring that out. But one of the questions is that it just, like, you see people that they just they come here. Why do they do that? Well, I mean, Bethel has would you say has grown? I mean, so quickly over the last decade
steady,
or even less.
Steadily grown for probably close to 15 years.
15 years?
Yeah, we
people from
we started
all over the
shrinking
world
for a while, but back in the mid-90s. But but as the Lord was kind of, you know, doing what He's doing in our environment. But then the growth has been steady for the last 15 years.
Well, then, and they come from all over the world too, right?
Yeah, I mean, our student body is tremendous. It's folks 18 to 80. There's lots of there's married couples. There's the biggest chunk is probably at 18 to 25 to 26. Age group, but then all the way up through the ages, and folks from leave their professions and come for a year, and some move here and spend their savings to live here for a year, and then head back home just to kind of receive this training and the things that we're teaching them.
And now, when they go back, do they open their own? I mean, do they become ministers, or they just become like people in the community? I mean, if they've been trained,
it's not
to
geared
be
toward a degree or a minister's license, but often they're coming from a church that's one of those 400 organizations that, you know, they're bringing back the culture, is what they call it. You know, it's part of a culture that we.
They're all over the map. I mean, there's screenwriters, there's folks that live and work in Hollywood that are here for a little while, so they'll head back into their lives and begin to just live supernaturally in their lives. Some will head into ministry. I think partly we realize if I can use picture language, we want to build the revival engine. We want to build the Rolls Royce, the passion for the kingdom, to know how to do the stuff. But they're going to have to go and get other training to do other things. If they want to be in the public school system, they're going to have to go and get educated as a teacher. If they want to be successful as writers, there's going to be further things. So we're fine-tuned to do a particular thing and teach them that Christianity is a blast, it's a joy, it's a supernatural experience. That's normal. And then wherever they go from there is up to them and where the Lord's taking them.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break here. Carl and the Bot. We're with Bethel Church, and we're with Dan Farrelly, who is the dean of the Bethel School of Supernatural Ministry, and Charlie Harper, who is their administrator and project manager. And we're going to be coming back here in just a minute. We want to talk a little bit. We have a bunch of questions coming in on the chat room. We'll address those. Carl and the Bot. Linda's on assignment today. It's 8:20 in the morning on January the 10th.
Is proud to announce their new state-of-the-art comfort and design center at 5213 Industrial Way in Anderson. Integrity and Linux would like to say thanks to the North Valley for your continued business and referrals. The cold weather months are upon us, and it's time to call Integrity, your local premier Linux dealer. No one ever thinks a problem will happen with their heating system, but like Integrity Heating and Air and Linux have always said, it takes more than just a good system to get it right. Having regular maintenance performed on your system will reduce energy costs and prevent the possibility of future problems. For over 10 years now, the North Valley has been counting on Integrity Heating and Air and Linux. With an 82% referral rating, Integrity, your local premier Linux dealer, is one of the most trusted names in the industry. It's all about outstanding customer service with quality personnel. To make sure all your comfort needs and expectations are satisfied, call Integrity Heating and Air, your local premier Linux dealer today, for a free estimate and rebate information. That's 365-9100. That's 365-9100. Integrity and Linux, comfort you can trust.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
Michelle Martin Strebe, Marketing Manager with the Record Searchlight. Didn't I see you recently, Michelle?
You see me quite a few times. I bought the car last year. It's a used car, but it definitely had some front-end problems. I took it into CARS. The mechanic went through every problem. They kept me safe, and the car is fixed. You guys were a dream to work with.
How did you happen to come into CARS in the first place?
Well, I had met the owner, Barb White, years ago when I first moved to Reading. The shop is real close to the Record Searchlight. The concierge service, I have to say, is one reason I use CARS so much. It's very handy, and I don't have to inconvenience everybody else in my family to run me around town.
Have you referred any of your friends or your coworkers there at the Record Searchlight or any of your family into CARS?
I'm bragging about the last thing I had done, which was the detailing. You guys are just like a one-stop shop for me. It's wonderful.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first 5 classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carlin DeBotland is on assignment, 8:23 in the morning, January the 10th. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567. Chat room is just going so fast, I've just almost, I try to catch it during the break and I can't. We're streaming live and chatting on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite and Marble, Mike Huber. Give him a call. You know, it's, you know, you want to spruce up your house. The best way of doing that is with that granite and marble in your kitchen, your bath, outside, fire pits, whatever. But Mike can do it. We have seen his work, He does outstanding work. He is a local guy, you know, a local business. And he, like I said, does just absolutely great work. Give him a call at 241-7866 or 241-STONE. Mike Huber, check out his website at estategranite.com. Our guest today, Charlie Harper, who is the project manager and the administrator up at Bethel Church, and Dan Fairley, who is the dean of Bethel School of Supernatural Ministry. And questions coming in here, I think we need to kind of clear up something. What is supernatural? What is, you know, our definition here?
Yeah, it's just like it sounds. It's beyond what we're naturally used to, what we experience in the natural. And it kind of stems from, you know, I affectionately, when I talk about it, I call it spooky church. It is stuff that is just spooky to people. Like, you mean God talks to you guys about the future? Yeah. You mean God heals people as you pray for them? Yeah, that happens. So I understand that it does, you know, trip some people up, and it is spooky for a lot of folks. But it's kind of based on the model of ministry that says Jesus is our model for ministry. He was full of the Holy Spirit, and his idea was like, here's what I'll do. I'll roll into a town, I'll heal a bunch of people, and then I'll teach them how to live. And he demonstrated the kingdom of God, that when the presence of God's there, people get better, people get healed, justice is established in relationships. He comes in as a servant leader in the midst and begins to change the culture. And so it's, you know, it's prophecy, the idea that I hear from the Lord for somebody else and for myself, something that we're used to kind of being in the Bible. But when Jesus is your model for ministry, that becomes like there's a lot more in play in the way that we minister.
Have you had instances where praying has healed?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, lots. Yeah, you can go on our website, and there's you know, some testimonies of lots of healing testimonies there. I think at iBethel TV, there's some video testimonies there. And they go from extreme of, you know, fourth stage cancer that is, you know, naturally, supernaturally in remission sort of deal. I myself have a silly one, just, you know, a knee I couldn't bend that looked like I was going to get surgery. And then Ann prays for me. And, you know, I'm hoping this will work. I've already been to the doctor, and, you know, everywhere else. I'm like, I need this to work. And suddenly I've got more 80% movement in my knee than I did. I'm like, wow, that's impressive. That really impacted my life in a meaningful way and saved me some money as far as the surgery is concerned and a whole lot of pain. So, yeah, I've experienced it, and we, of course, it's not perfect, and it's not 100% or any of those things, but we have the healing rooms on every Saturday morning from, I think it's 9 to 10:30 at the Bethel, and we see tremendous things happen there.
Well, you know, I if something happens that there's no explanation for it.
Supernatural.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and I've read and I've seen where people's illnesses have just disappeared and had, you know, didn't have anything to do with Bethel Church. It just happened. And how else would you explain it? So then it's, you know, it's okay, supernatural or a miracle. How do you explain it? So, I mean, I've got a real open mind about this. There's some people that think that people will be injured by the fact, you know, or their disease gets worse because they believe that they can be that only prayer will save them. Hmm. When in sometimes going to the doctor.
Oh yeah, we have a doctor.
Maybe the right thing to do.
We have a doctor on our board. You know, I go to the doctor, and so we've just learned that prayer is our first resource. So we're like, hey, let's invite the Lord to address the situation. And then if we don't get a breakthrough there, it's like, hey, we're on the phone with the doctor, because healing's a gift, whether it comes through, you know, doctors and nurses and who are pouring themselves out for folks, or if it comes supernaturally and instantaneously. Well, you know, we love the medical research that's done, you know, to heal people is a beautiful thing, and I think it's a picture of the grace of God in people's lives as well, that the Lord is bringing wholeness to people.
Well, now, are you limited right now on the number of people that you could bring into your into the ministry here or your school?
We are. This year it's 900. You know, first mm-hmm. year, 450, second year. And at the Civic, it'll be 1,200 first year. And then we'll move the second year class to where we are now, so we'll keep that somewhere under 800. But typically, the second year program runs about between half and 60% of the people that were in the first year. You know, they have to apply. Some are, you know, really qualified to move on. Some aren't, you know. So, and that's, you know, they all go through an interview process, just like first year. And
so you'll have like 2,000 But you could have like close to 2,000 people in your school of supernatural ministry.
Yeah, pretty quickly.
So, okay. And all of those people, almost all of those people come in from other parts of the world or the United States.
Yeah, we do get some folks from Reading here. But if you're in Reading, you kind of, the school is just kind of a microcosm of our church life in some ways. Mm-hmm. You just get it more quickly in an 8-month period over being in the community for, 3 or 4 years. And so most of those folks move to town.
How many people belong to just your church right here? Is that a fair question?
Yeah, it is. Probably if you do like for my bank, I do a count of adult Sunday attendance, and mm-hmm. that's somewhere just under 3,000, 2,800 thereabouts. And then you've got
comes to church every week?
Yeah.
Now you got two churches.
Well,
you're just counting the one service there.
No, we have two buildings.
Two buildings, right.
Two services at each building.
Okay.
So. And then a Friday night service and a Sunday night service.
Yeah, Friday night, Sunday night. Some people don't come to every service, So there's probably really, somewhat more than that.
So will you be having services down at the Civic Center?
It doesn't really lend itself to child care very well, so uh-huh. we're trying to figure that out right now.
Okay.
We need a way to grow, but the desire to have the convention center available for the community more so, if we could figure out something else, we'd like to.
And if you don't mind, when we come back from the break, I want to kind of shift over to the convention center for,
sure.
I want to talk about that. And we've discussed it before, and it looks like, I think you've answered a lot of the questions, but there's some others that have come up since then that we can talk about the convention center itself. And then I want to also finish up on the school here. Got to take a quick break here. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Our guests are from Bethel Church. Charlie Harper and Dan Farrelly, and we're talking about the School of Supernatural Ministry. We're talking about the Convention Center. We'll be right back. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Platter. Demonstrating for and against the president on primary day in New Hampshire. Some wanting no more years, some wanting 4 more years of President Obama. Polls show Mitt Romney is expected to take another step toward becoming his Republican opponent this fall with a win today. But a sampling of voters in southern New Hampshire reveals support for him and his rivals.
I voted for Ron Paul.
I'm going to get a lot of guff for this, but I decided Newt Gingrich.
Huntsman? I just liked him.
I vote for Romney.
Romney.
They expect more than 300,000 to vote in a state where surprises have been known to happen.
Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson in Londonderry, New Hampshire. For the second time in less than a week, the U.S. rescues an Iranian vessel in the Persian Gulf, this time a merchant boat reportedly having engine trouble. 6 Iranians were put aboard a Coast Guard ship. Fox News. We report. You decide.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Siskiyou Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Reading, and Burnie. Call Siskiyou Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Siskiyou Insurance Services, located in Reading, Mount Shasta, and Burnie. 530-224-2345 and discover the AARP auto insurance program from The Hartford.
Like your turkey deep fried? Well, just for the holidays, you can take the unused cooking oil to the City of Reading Household Hazardous Waste Facility. Don't pour the oil down the drain or put it in the trash. Pour the cooled oil back in the jugs it came in and take it to the City of Reading Transfer Station at 2255 Abernathy Lane. They can take cooking oil Tuesday through Saturday between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. through January 15th. For more information, you can call 224-6201. And enjoy that turkey.
Hey, Rick, what are you doing?
Howdy, neighbor. Blowing my leaves into the storm drain.
Well, that's the wrong way to get rid of them.
All the neighbors do it. No one's going to care.
Well, no one except for the person that has to unclog the storm drain.
Oh.
Dumping or blowing your leaves in the street will plug our storm drains and can cause flooding when it rains.
How'd you get so smart?
It's true.
Leaves and debris plug the storm drains. Pick them up and put them in the green waste bin. This is a public service announcement from Reading Public Works.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, bright lights. You know, oh, I forgot that people can see me dancing here. All right. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Yeah, if you're watching us on the live stream, you just saw me doing my little kind of like...
Was that your happy dance?
That was my no. I have a different happy dance. I'm dressed completely differently from my happy dance. 8:35 in the morning, January 10th. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. I can recommend DC Tim and the Young Man in Black. Yeah, Bad Bob needs to get his overdue for a visit. Oh boy, I tell you what, that beard has got things living in it.
The Sasquatch reportings are in fact unsubstantiated.
Did they trim the hair off your back too?
For that, it takes the number 9 weed whacker.
Okay, that's Cypress Square Barbershop right there. You know, it's great guys, great prices, discounts for veterans. Can I say that? Man's Last Stronghold. You walk in there, you know. No offense to Dr. Phil, but he's not on there. We have mixed martial arts. We have stock car racing. And if you're really lucky, you get to hear Tim talk to a telemarketer. He gets them on the phone when they call to try and sell him something. The record is 32 minutes. He's kept them on and talked to four different people that were trying to sell him something. I have no idea what it was, but he uses different names. And I tell you what, it is absolutely hilarious to listen to him talk to these guys. And they just stay on for 32 minutes. And at the end, he goes, no thanks. Okay. Cypress Square Barbershop. a five minute commercial for them. It was an infomercial. Yeah, our guests today, Charlie Harper and Dan Fairley from Bethel. Dan heads up he's the dean of the Bethel School of Supernatural Ministry. And, of course, Charlie is the front guy here, the administrator and project manager for Bethel. Civic Center.
Yes.
But first, we got to go to the phones. John, good morning. I'm sorry, John.
Good morning, Carl. I don't mind a bit. As a matter of fact, I was kind of enjoying the fact that your dancing has improved so much since you were on Dancing with the Stars. Your studio dancing is just incredible.
Oh, wait a minute. I didn't get to move. I didn't get to show you that tango move where I point the toe and bring it back in.
Okay. Good morning, Bad Bob. Good morning to Diane and Linda in absentia, as often is the case lately. She's taking care of that house of yours.
Not often.
It's not often. I wasn't really meaning to badmouth her there.
Well, I'm starting to get, frankly, I'm starting to get, a case of the ego here, because every time somebody walks in, even Bethel Church comes in and says, "Where's Linda?" I can understand the cops and the firemen and, and the politicians, but now Bethel Church walks in and goes, "Where's Linda?" So.
What can we say, Carl? She is your strong right arm.
She is. I'm glad she just lets me walk around with her. All right.
Okay.
What you got?
I have a question for Charlie Harper. Good
yes.
morning, Charlie. This is John Dixon. How
morning,
are you doing
John.
This morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Listen, the news from the Civic Center, Turtle Bay Complex, is that the closing of the Turtle Bay Cafe to begin construction of the new hotel. And my question is the Sheraton Hotel construction project coordinating with you, and do you foresee any event problems as a result of the construction?
They have been coordinating, and I don't foresee problems. The parking for our school is really away from the Turtle Bay side of things. I've spoken with Mike Warren a few times, and I think they're going to be we're going to be good neighbors for each other. And, you know, we've talked about parking and just anticipate, well, it's not always going to be perfect, but we'll work it out. We're going to have good communication. So I don't anticipate a problem there, John.
Good. And my only real concern was that with all of the different type of events that go on there, whether or not the construction equipment and everything else was going to get in the way and whether it was going to be a problem to us and what we were going to do to help coordinate. And I'm glad they're working with you.
Yeah, they have a reasonable area that they can do their staging in, so I just don't think that's going to be a problem.
Fantastic. Thank you. That's really all I had to ask. I'm glad you guys are there, and keep up the good work you're doing.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Take care.
Okay, John, thanks a lot. You know, one of the things I think that gave a big plus, and this is just my opinion, to the getting the funding and everything for the hotel was that you all took over the Civic Center, because that just put, I mean, you all run thousands of people through your training a year,
yeah,
right?
We do.
I mean, the day I was there, it was, and by the way, if I can say this, you all were very open. I mean, you were telling me things I wouldn't have ever asked. But you were, I didn't get a chance because you were just telling me things. But of all, they had a 3-day course or a 1-week course or something, and there was all these people were there. But one of the things, having so many people there, and then now having a hotel built like 100 yards away, probably is not bad for the hotel.
Yeah. No, it's going to be pretty attractive, you know. And
you think?
Yeah. Sundial Bridge, that whole river environment right there, it's just beautiful, you know.
It is.
Okay. We have the conferences, too. There's a huge conference schedule, which is probably what you saw that day. And so we have lots of folks. The school's one thing, but those folks live here. But the folks that come in for the 3-day and 5-day events.
I think this was a 3-day event.
Yeah.
They were coming from all over the world.
There's 40-some events like that a year, anywhere from, you know, maybe 60 people to, you know, the 1,000-plus, you know, mm-hmm.
I think Jesus culture, they're bringing in...
yeah, let's talk about Jesus. Yeah. We got to take a break here. I want to talk about Jesus culture. That's your music. That's the music side.
One of them, yeah.
One of them. You've got two...
We do.
You have two labels.
Music.
Can I say that? Labels?
Yeah.
Is that
we
the
do.
Right word?
Yep. Yeah.
And people, you know, and I got to see that. That you have, what's it, a 17,000 square foot, something like that, facility? Or is it
yeah.
Still,
oh,
is
the, it,
the
it
media. That,
yeah, the media center.
For the media center, yeah. And people probably don't know a lot about that. You have state-of-the-art TV and... recording capabilities right here in Redding, right up the road.
Yeah.
Okay, let's take a quick break. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
When you're low on finances, the last thing you need is a collision repair bill. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Unfortunately, the truth is, a vehicle collision never occurs at a convenient time. It surprises many people to learn that there may be expenses not fully covered by insurance. Vehicle parts that are worn, such as tires, batteries, and the paint job, may be depreciated. In other words, the insurance company will pay only a portion of the repair, and the vehicle owner will have to come up with the balance. Then there is the expense of the rental car and an unexpected deductible. Coachmaster can help. We have made arrangements with a national credit company for a 6-month no-interest loan to help when unexpected expenses occur. Stop by for complete details. Credit is often established with a simple phone call. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The best part of running my small business? Definitely spending hours on payroll.
I like being my own boss, but I love learning about tax codes.
I started this whole restaurant as an excuse to do payroll paperwork.
Ah, the joys of payroll. Hours spent on paperwork that should be spent on your business. That's why over 1 million small business owners use Intuit Payroll. It makes paying employees and filing tax forms quick and easy. See for yourself with a 30-day free trial of Intuit Payroll. Learn more at payroll.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebaugh. This portion of the show brought to you by the Back Home Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley, great people. Discounts for veterans. Espresso Joe's with the baristas there that will teach you. You know, that's the only Spanish word I can say. Baristas. I can say.
Quite well, I might.
I can say burritos. Tacos. But that's about it. I can ask where the bathroom is, but sometimes people point me in the wrong direction. Okay, I'm sorry. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great place. Been in business over 30 years. They support our community. Honesty and integrity. What else can you ask for people? And that's what Joe and Shelley have. Our guest today from Bethel Church, talking to Charlie Harper, who is the administrator and project manager, and Dan Fairley, Dean of Bethel School of Supernatural Ministry. The Jesus Culture.
Jesus Culture, yes.
That's one of your record labels.
It is. We have Jesus Culture and then the Bethel Music.
How big is this? It's pretty big. It's big.
It is. Dan and I were just trying to get this right, but a couple times now, the young people are especially geared into things like iTunes. You know, that's where a lot of them buy their music. And
absolutely.
This is when you were there. We shared this with you, and first time that Bethel Jesus Culture popped into the top 10 sales for iTunes, secular and Christian. Kind of brought some attention, like, who are these guys? You know, this is not a real known label or anything like that. And that just happened again in the last month or so when they released it.
We were joking that Rihanna's like, who are these people that are, you know, two spots ahead of me here?
Yeah.
Well, and it's so, not only that, but it's, yeah, I mean, this was the most downloaded album, I guess.
I think got up to number two within that time frame. On iTunes.
On iTunes. And this is for all types of music.
All types
of music.
Not just Christian music.
Justin Bieber's Christmas album was actually leading the charts that day or during that two-hour period. Yeah. Bieber was killing us.
and y'all were number two.
I don't know if it's two. When I saw it, it was like four or five.
Four. Yeah, it was.
That's a lot of downloads. So now, does that work? Is that you put that out there and then people pay to download and then you. And,
that's right.
And you all get a percentage of that or you have to.
It's just like all music sales.
Yeah, music sales. Right. Okay. Yeah. Now, and the funny thing, too, was if I remember right, somebody said, wait a minute, this has only got four songs on it or something like that. It was one of your albums only had four songs.
The one before, yeah.
Yeah. And so. That is amazing.
There's another one coming out in January, just the Lost Sessions.
Actually, that was recorded just up the street at Jeremy Edwardson's studio.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Actually, we do most of our mixes and a lot of our recording at the studio just a few doors down from you.
Yeah, the one right here in the right here in the building.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I understand that he does great work.
Yeah, he does very good work.
And that he does a lot of work with you all. Okay. So the music.
We were talking about the conferences. Jesus Culture is actually having an event, and I think about nearly 3,000 youth will be coming. There'll be about 2,000 at the convention center, and about 1,000 will be on our facility. So, you know, we're just talking about the hotels and the impact on the city. We have that unique mission as a church. We're called to, like, you know, be a local church in the community and live our lives here and love each other and build the kingdom. But we're also a resource center for folks around the world through the internet. Through the writing of books, you know, I think there's about 14 published books out of our leadership.
When
team.
You have this, when you have these Jesus Culture mm-hmm. meetings, because you went to one in Chicago and there was like thousands there, right? I mean,
yeah, we had about
literally
we filled it up. It was close to 15,000 people in attendance, and then we do streaming, and there was
in Chicago, right?
In Chicago,
the Allstate Center,
and we had about 100,000 at some point in time where. Watching it on streaming.
Really? Well, we have close to that.
Excellent. Yes. Yeah. Well, like you were like a worldwide movement that's locally, here.
We're starting our worldwide movement right here. You got to start somewhere.
You got to start somewhere.
How many did we have last week, Bob? It was a total of what, 10?
I believe it made it into the double digits.
And we got into the double
very
digits.
Very good.
Well done. It was a start, though. Maybe perhaps we should run it through your system, and then we can make it. Okay. But so 15,000 there, but having 3,000 here on a regular basis, I don't know if you're planning on doing it on a regular basis.
Well, this event's been going on for 8 years or so. It's been growing as well.
Well, I know you have, and you put it in different places throughout the United States. But
I think this year going to be in New York and Los Angeles,
two other
Jesus cultures.
Cool April Nights.
Yes.
They're serving booze there. Is that okay? They serve booze at Cool April Nights.
Sure, that's what... That's what the clientele wants, and so that's what we're
You have
do.
No problem with that.
No, we
In
don't.
Fact,
yeah.
I talked to some people from Cool April Nights yesterday, and I guess there's been a couple of changes, minor changes about food and all that, but that they're still planning on being there.
Oh yeah,
What other events are coming? Besides Cool April Nights.
When you have Sherry on, she'll give you a better idea of the schedule. Yeah. But if you recall the talk that we had a minimum of 60 event days that we were supposed to have booked. And I think last year, the last 2 years, the city or the Civic Center had 133 and 144 event days. And mm-hmm. I think we're already up to 113, 115. So we're well under you know, almost twice of what we're required to do. We have three ticketed events, you know, shows coming up, and I can't remember the names of the artists, but this spring. And
they
so,
are awesome.
Well, I probably won't go to one of them. There's one called the Five Finger Death Punch. You know, I probably won't go to that one.
You know, we talked about that because Linda asked you a great question that day. Remember the first day? She said, so how about having the little whore, best little whorehouse in Texas here? And Charlie, your eyes just got big and you go, I may not go to that.
Yeah.
But we wouldn't be against it if the council said it was okay. And this is a separate council. Because it's a musical.
You know,
this is a community
It's serving the community. Yeah. I think Chris Valentin has reiterated a number of times, you know, this is our order of priority is we got to take care of the school, and then we take care of the city, and then we take care of the church as far as the Civic Center building, you know. And
can you say that again?
The school, the order of priority school. Is the school, the community, and then the church.
Okay.
You know, so
we talked about this, and you had another blank look on your face when I said ZZ Top.
Yeah.
ZZ Top. I think you'd be
sold out. Yeah, you know, we'd love to have them.
They sold out in one day.
Yeah.
One day.
I'm not sure if that's the one that did two shows. Did they do two shows?
I'm not sure if they did two shows or not, but they did. I think it was $75 a ticket, and they sold out.
Have they shaved yet, or are they still
spending? No, really they will never shave. No.
Bad question. Sorry.
Go away. Yeah. we talked about the convention center. So you've already booked over twice what you said. Now, are those community events or your events?
That's both community. No, that's none of ours.
Oh,
that's,
none of yours.
That's
so
on top of the school
over.
That is,
you've doubled the amount of events that you
promised.
Yeah,
and I think out of that 133 and 144, 17 days of those 1 year was us. You know, so those don't count.
Right.
You know, for our so we're busy. You know, Sherry's you know, just doing a great job, Sherry Silk, and she's...
Yeah, we really enjoyed having her on that day.
You know, I think we've... the Rodeo Association's going to have us do their ticketing again, so we've upgraded the software. We're upgrading as, you know, you guys would... You know, we're putting a new soundboard in the new monitor board. They never had a monitor board. We're doing a new... replacing the soundboard.
That's great.
Bought a new lighting panel that, you know, we don't have to run the one off of the 486 computer that it had to have to... run because it
aren't you putting in big screens too?
Yeah, we've got video coming. We got a new projector for the center screen or one that we already had that is way better than what was there, and then two new projectors for the side, you know. So
and people are allowed to use these.
Yeah, you know, they'll have to pay for
a
camera technician
and
all
that.
But we're putting in cabling. We'll have a ability to do a multi-camera shoots. One of the Jesus Culture events we did I think it was 27 camera shoot. You know, it was pretty crazy.
Yeah, I want to talk about something when we come back. We've got to take a break. I'm not going to tell you. I'm just going to hit you with it and see what you both say at the same time. Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, our guest from Bethel Church, Charlie Harper, and Dan Fairley. We'll be right back. Miss a day. Miss a lot.
Bring in the new year this month at Wind River Casino and escape your resolutions. Here you have a chance to win a brand new 2012 Ford Escape. We are the only place in town to escape your resolutions. Over $40,000 in prizes up for grabs. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. The more you play, the more chances you have to win prizes and a 2012 Ford Escape. We are the only local entertainment destination in Northern California. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. It's easy. Just use your free River Club card daily. Don't miss your chance to win free slot play at weekly drawings on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The big giveaway is on Tuesday, January 31st, where you could drive off in your very own 2012 Ford Escape. For more information on Wind River's Escape Your Resolution Swipe to Win promotion, log on to WindRiver.com or check us out on Facebook. Better yet, head down to Wind River Casino and check out your all-new 2012 Ford Escape. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. It's better on the river.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Be sure to attend the Bridal Guide Wedding Show, Sunday, January 15th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., Simpson Event Center, Simpson University. Shasta View and College Drive, more than 150 vendors, lots of prizes. See you there.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't.
Yeah, we won't back down. Carl Lindebach, 8:55 in the morning. Lynn will be back tomorrow.
Hey.
Did you hear that? They're all going, yay. Linda will be back tomorrow. Somebody said in here, Linda is supernatural. She's supernatural nice. You know, it's true. Thank you so much for saying that. She has
to be. You're kind of nice too, Carl.
Well, you know what? It's kind of. Well, kind of. You know.
It's not natural.
I can get. Yeah, it's not natural. I can. I'm taking hits from Bethel Church here. Okay.
You're settling in now.
Start talking. Movies. When are y'all going to get into movies and TV?
You know, that's that. We don't have anything on the table, but we've been having, again, not to make everybody panic, but again, hitting spooky church. We've had prophets that come to our church and are saying, the Lord's going to do movies and television from you guys. The Lord's moving, you know, folks from Hollywood here. And we're like, what? Why? What's the Lord thinking? Why Reading? But we've had these words for years, and now we're starting to see them kind of come to pass. And again, it's a little more organic in the sense that we're not planning it. We're not in talks with anybody, but we just hear this is happening. And you know, it's like, yeah, that's what the Lord said would happen.
Well, yeah.
We had a...
you know, there's a natural progression of things. Mm-hmm. That we were just talking about it, how people are here. And just, you know, a disclaimer, everybody, I'm not a member of Bethel Church. I mean, as they, both Charlie and Dan will applaud over mm-hmm. that. but I'm just, you know, I just look at what's going on and things I see, and you look at a natural progression mm-hmm. of things that happen, that you already have video that streams throughout the world. Mm-hmm. Why not put on television that I guess signifies what you believe in
mm-hmm.
and those kind of things. Anyway, but that because other people do. I mean, yeah, that's what Hollywood is. They put out movies that this is our belief, whatever that belief may be.
Yeah,
goes out there. Yeah, just a thought. Okay, what's next for Bethel Church? We got a couple minutes here.
Well. I think right now my focus is the convention, you know, the Civic Auditorium and getting that going and, you know, the growth of the school.
We'll be moving to the convention center sometime in the next couple of months and just depending on some construction things. So that's a big, you know, moving 900 folks to a brand new campus.
That's a big thing.
Yeah. We have Bethel Music has a new album called The Loft that's coming out January next week, about a week from now.
And then Dr. Hugh Ross is going to be at our church. We have lots of guests come, you know, throughout the year for the school.
Yeah.
Hugh Ross is an old earth creationist, so he's just really speaks powerfully and eloquently about, hey, scripture and science are not trying to kill each other. And hearing him is very inspiring, very eye-opening, tremendous presenter. You can hear more about him at reasons.org if you're kind of wondering. And there's an open event on Monday and Tuesday, February 6th and 7th. From 6:30 to 8:30.
The Civic Auditorium?
No, it's actually a sanctuary, I think, because it's whole construction thing. Yeah, and child care for 0 through 5, so everybody can come.
Great. Somebody said, oh, no, the Lord's moving Hollywood to Reading.
Yeah.
Jobs.
I'm not sure it's the Lord meant. I guess we have to figure the interpretation out. But yeah.
Well, you know, other people point out there have been people from Hollywood that have lived up here. You know, Clint Eastwood used to, and I think a couple others.
This is a great place to live.
It is a great
this
place.
This is a great place to live.
Yeah, people go, why Reading? You know, and I'm not talking about Bethel. Yeah. I'm talking about other businesses, and they go, why Reading? Why not Reading?
It's fabulous.
I mean, why not Reading? I mean, you've got good people here. You've got great resources, natural resources around. You've got transportation. It doesn't take you any time to get anywhere around here.
Yeah, I've been here for 20 years. Charlie's been up in Weaverville and here for how long?
Oh, since 75.
So. Yeah, they're about
Weaverville same. Just nominated for one of the top 10 places. Small
so yesterday
town.
Was number two?
It was number two in the United States. Was that good? We go in there and vote four or five times. Just like was done in the last presidential election. Did I say that? Thanks a lot for being here today, gentlemen.
Yeah, glad to.
Thank you for inviting us.
I know you'll be back later, and we want to talk to Sherry about as soon as we get to convention center. I want to know what groups are coming in so that we can talk about it. The fact that you've doubled the amount of days that you know available out there is a good sign. Tomorrow we're going to have Senator Doug LaMalfa is on, and we'll probably ask him this rumor that he's running for Congress now that Wally Herger is no longer going to run. And also we've got... Occupy Reading will be here. A couple of the gents from Occupy Reading. Had a great time when they were on last time. Not as much fun as we did with the marijuana guys. In fact, we may even play parts of that one again when we were talking to their lawyer. The question is too hard to answer. Anyway, that's tomorrow is Senator Doug LaMalfa and Occupy Reading. Bad Bob, what else?
What else do we have? You want me to give a quick weather or something like that? I'm watching the clock here. But
we've only got 30 seconds left.
If you want to take a quick look inside the studio, KCNR1460.com and then livestream.com. And all our shows that we have recorded on video are, of course, archived.
All of them?
The ones that we've done on video are archived on livestream.
Thanks a lot for joining us today, my friends. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?